Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all of you that have joined the Global Vision for Living Today show. We have some good information for you, as always, but our main focus is on those that want to live and do the will of God. So here we are, and as a matter of fact, that's our topic. Those who do the will of God will remain forever. Welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today. We have Colonel William Harrison with us this morning, and you know, we're both scholars here. We're not giving you any warmed over goods. We're not giving you any information that you could turn on the TV and get. We have studied to show ourselves approved and by God, and our works because of God. And so here we are. Those who do the will of God will remain forever. You know, all of my life, a lot of people are saying I lived as a failure. Nothing good has really come to pass in my life, all for me, and I'm just wondering why. What have I missed? Have I lived according to my DNA, my destiny, my one true calling, according to my and my alone destiny? Have I really been a help to the human race or a crook with no true understanding? Well, I tell you what, you're going to hear some answers. Hi there, Minister, Brother Colonel Harrison. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Cavantino, listening audience. I'm doing well this morning. Thanks for asking, and pray that all is well with you.
Well, yes, and if it wasn't, I tell you what, the world would still go on, and they would probably go on not doing the will of God. And that's why this show is so very important, because every week you see we have something worth hearing, something worth listening to. And many, many are saying, oh, I'm in church every week. Oh, I got a Bible in my hand when I go in the door. Oh, I got two or three friends sitting up in there when I go. But my God, look out of your own car window and see. Something is wrong with those statements. We're down to only 13%. Are you listening? Is anybody listening? In America, we're down to only 13% of people that are interested in God, doing his will, the Bible, his son, Christ Jesus. You know, many can quote, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Uh-oh, I think we're onto it, that he gave. So we're talking about giving and loving. And most people won't even sit on the same pew with those that they call their enemies. So we're going to get into that. Colonel Harrison, what does it mean to do the will of God? Now, I know you're a minister, you're a pastor, so I want you to hit this lesson heavy and hard. What does it mean to do the will of God?
The will of God means to do that which God has created and purposed man, woman, and child to do. The will is yielding our personal desires, our personal interests, our personal plans to and substitute that for God. God has a perfect plan for mankind. As the Bible says, that God wishes that none should perish, but all come unto repentance. So the will of God is the plan that God has for each person that's born. Most people don't find the will, I've learned in the ministry, because they don't know how to discover the will. We have to search God, get to know who God is, draw closer to God by getting knowledge of God through a teacher or through a reading source or the Bible, get to know the will of God. God's will is that we all live a life that's pleasing unto him, because he is the creator. The Psalm 83:18, God, Doctor.
Yes, yes, so very true. And when you talk about the will of God, no one's going to wake up and say, oh, I think I'm going to put my clothes on and go find, F-I-N-D, find the will of God. They're not going to do it. So now we're onto another trajectory of how people get to know what the will of God is. Those who do the will of God will remain forever. And this remaining forever is not to go around the streets laughing and dancing. God has a will even after we expire. on earth after we pass, after we have our passing, after we become deceased. You know what? Pastor says that. I said, oh, my God, you know, I never thought of that. Even after we perish, God still has a will for us because he said, I'm promising you guys a resurrection. Our resurrection, I'm promising you that. So even after we expire, there's still something that God would have us to do. But when we talk about the will of God, we are talking about, you know, just like if you want to learn geometry, you got to have someone to teach you that. Just like you want to learn how to cook. Most young ladies have grandmas and their moms to show them that, even at this late great day in our universe. So it would just make good sense that if someone wants to know what the will of God is, and we've said this before, you got to pray. You can't jump up, run out there and knock on any church door or any other door and say, oh, I want to learn the will of God. You'd be surprised at how many are not teaching that anymore. You'd be surprised at how many churches are not even open anymore. They got all these other agendas, and it's just shocking that many of them do know 13% is only interested in God. And then you got to find those 13. So how you going to do that? How are some of these people ordained to pass and peddle the word of God? Apostles said, we're peddlers of that. How is that going to happen? So the only way that's going to happen, I think Colonel Harrison mentioned last week, P-R-A-Y, pray. You are not going to get up and go out and find nothing. Trust me, because if you had $1,000 in the bank, you probably wouldn't be listening here on this show. Let's keep this thing real. So first things first, prayer. If anybody want to know what the will of God is, hit the floor, hit your knees. Ask God in the name of his son, Christ Jesus, to show you, show. Not tell you. Brain only got 10 minutes of function. You hear something, 10 minutes is gone. Pray to God, the Psalm 83:18 God, in the name of Jesus, for him to show you what his will is. You don't already know his will, or you'd probably already be doing it. Some say that a will is a calling. No, it is not. A will is movement. A calling is something that someone's got to hear first and then make up their mind if they're going to do it. And then if they make up their mind they're going to do it, there's got to be some evidence that they're doing that. For anybody gets convicted in a court of law, judge will say, may I see the evidence? So-called prosecuting attorney, may I see the evidence? Can you approach the bench? Let me see the evidence. And we need to ask ourselves, do we have any evidence of anything for God? Tomorrow, some of our churches will be filled. They not going there because they got to pacify them people. So what? Who cares? Those who do the will of God. Colonel Harrison, you and I know what the will of God is. I don't know who else might know, but he says in the Bible, God says to his son, work out your own soul's salvation. So, okay. Colonel Harrison, can you give us some ideas of what the will of God is? I know I said before, but I'm going back. I'm circling back around. What is the will of God that you know it, as you say, oh, I've been called? What is the will of God for mankind, all mankind on earth?
The will of God for all mankind is that we get to know he who is God, the creator. God, Jehovah, yes. Psalm 83:18, God. That is the primary will of God for mankind. Apostle Paul talks about this in the book of Romans briefly, chapter 12, verses 1. And he instructs us to be mindful of the fact that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Paul's saying, don't do the things that the people are doing in this world, because what they're doing in the world is opposite and contrary to the will of God. God's will for us to be in perfect alignment with him, to serve him, to share with others who God is, who God's son is, and that way we're on the trajectory, the right path, that we can be a useful creation unto God the Creator. And so most people have no clue. It's like we're born and we live and we work and we die. That was not God's will for mankind.
Okay. Oh, my God. I see everybody on this line. I see all the hands going up. I see the hands flapping. So you're on target. But I know a few weeks ago, we started all the way back when we talk about God's will in Genesis, the first book of the Bible. When he created man, he told man what to do then. He has not changed. There's not a new Bible. We understand what Paul said. Paul is great. The apostles are great. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But they can only speak the utterance of what the Spirit of God will tell them to speak, S-A-K-A, the one called Jesus Christ. So let's take this ship all the way back. What is the purpose? What is God's will? His will has not changed. He said, Genesis 1, 2, and 3, come on, let us make man in our image. And after he did that, what happened? He said, go on out there, multiply and become many. And, of course, they would have to turn their hearts and souls back to God if they got off the track. So Paul, what he said is fine, and what Peter said is fine. But let's take this thing back. They were not alive when he said, come, let us make man in our image. I want you guys to go out. Go ye therefore. Go out, multiply, and become many. And he gave them some other statutes through Moses. The Ten Commandments came up. There were some other laws of the Levitical priesthood that came up. There were some other things concerning war and the neighboring nations. He gave them there what to do. So if we're talking about what is the will of God, we just, Colonel Harrison and I have mentioned that. He went all the way to the New Testament, but I'm starting back from Genesis. You can't do nothing, no New Testament work, unless you find out what Genesis is. What am I supposed to be doing? What is the will of God? Look up will, all you out there that's flapping your head. Look up will. What does the word will mean? Ain't nobody got nothing wrong here. The will of God goes all the way back to the beginning of man. Why would I want to start anywhere else? What is the will? The will of God. What does he require of man? And there's also a prophet. I think it's either Zephaniah or Zechariah. I'm going to get my Bible right quick while we ask Colonel Harrison another fantastic question. Let's talk about the Old Testament, because that was when we just began. So I'm trying to find Zephaniah here. I just grabbed my Bible here, and I am trying to find that. Colonel Harrison, would you happen to know where that scripture is? The will of God. We got to get this thing straight here. What is the will of God, the greatest will of God? Are you ready to answer that, Colonel?
Yes, yes, Doc. I'm,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, come on. Come on.
I was pondering two scriptures. I'm going to share one with you now. We find in several of the scriptures, or one in particular, where God makes reference to his will, and you said we're made in the image and likeness of God. You can find it in Psalms 25, 4 and 5. It makes reference to show me your ways, Lord, and so forth and so on. And the only way we can get connected with God that way is that we have to search for him and seek him. So King David wrote a lot about that in the Psalms. Psalm 119, 105, it talks about us seeking God and getting to know his will. And believe it or not, the will is mentioned in the scripture. A lot of people don't talk about, but they probably don't understand true men. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it speaks about God's will. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all our hearts. And the only way we can trust in the Lord, we have to get to know who the creator that he is, and then lean that into our own understanding. So we have to be in alignment with God.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there for a second. I keep hearing this word, get to know, get to know, get to know. And I see the hands here. When you say get to know who he is, I mean, there's several gods. there's idol gods. I don't have to tell anybody here on this line about the Grammys. So for someone that gets to know, can you explain what you mean, get to know? How is the person going to get to know, or is he going to pray to God for him to lead him to someone to teach him? We have that in the New Testament and the Old Testament. So I don't know, and I guess others don't know, well, how do you get to know God? You certainly need a teacher. I think we need to keep on that basis. We need, because people are going right now at this time, door to door, putting their life on the line. So if anyone could just get to know him, just say, oh, well, I'm going to get to know God. There's got to be some kind of an unching for a person to even talk about getting to know God. God is not popular today, and we know that. There's only a few that are involved in wanting to even know about God. We could sit here all day long. We could go to Zephaniah 1:18 and talk about neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by fire. I guess that's nuclear. That's nuclear war there. I'm scared of that. So if people do not want to really get involved in that, what really should be the approach? I'm hearing something in the Bible about the new modern day Sodom. I think people need to know, if they want to do the will of God, there's three things that a person, including me, should do. Can you tell us about one? And I'm going to talk about one. What are, and it's more than three, but those who want to do, that means activity. When I was learning this song, people were hanging around my shoulders to also learn. They was watching. I was showing them something. So those who do the will of God, they have first got to know what that will is. So what are some of the, we mentioned three, there's more, but what are three ways a person can get to know the will of God? He's not going to just wake up and say, oh yeah, this is the will of God. What are some of the things, and you're a minister, so I know you know, what are some of the three things that these people that want to know the will should actually be doing? We mentioned one, I'll say it again, they've got to pray for God to send them an understanding. They've got to pray to God to send some witnesses of what he said and done to help them. They're not just going to come and just say, oh, yeah, are you ready for God? They're not going to say that. So give us some other information, Colonel Harrison, on what people can do to know the will of God. First, they've got to pray to know it. What, after they pray, should they be doing?
After they pray for God, they should search for God, because the Bible says seek, but that means search. And we search for God through prayer. We search for God through meditation. We search for God through fasting. So, and then the third one that comes to mind is they have to humble themselves. They have to have their mind, you know, open mind, mm-hmm. that they're open to instructions. They're open to knowledge. I'm talking about spiritual knowledge coming to them from a teacher, so they can learn mm-hmm. about God. As they seek God, as they pray unto God, ask God to reveal himself and their will to them, then they have to seek God through meditation, prayer, fasting, and thirdly, they have to humble themselves so that if God sends someone, sometimes he sends someone, sometimes you can read, study on your own, that a teacher would teach you and you would listen and you would learn who God is. And God's main will, Doc, through all of this, through all the scriptures, it is his will that we accept his son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior. It's in scripture and theme from the Old Testament to the New Testament of the Bible.
That most certainly is true, because I'm sitting here reading the book of Zephaniah. All y'all want to really get involved with knowing what the will of God is before you're cut off. Zephaniah, you don't hear that. You know what? I don't know when I've heard a minister mention Zephaniah. This is all in time. He's telling people that claimed that they were his and belonged to him, how you people, because it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall hear a great howling. Oh, my God. You know what? I won't say it all. the book of Zephaniah, and I got good news for you. It's only 3 chapters. Get in that and see what God has to say. But now, when we talk about the will of God, is it really necessary that we try to figure out what his will is and go up and down the street? No. Colonel Harrison just mentioned seek, but you better look up that word seek, what that word seek means. I just found out, and I've been in the Bible for over half of my life. Seek. Well, what does that mean? It does not mean that those that he's put in charge of leading the Calvary, leading the way to what his will is all about, is off the hook. It doesn't mean we sit around and wait for unction for somebody to say, well, I sought the Lord and whatever. There's a scripture that says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. It didn't say he found me. God has got to hear from you, and the only way he's going to hear from you is through prayer. Anything you want, through prayer. Anything you think you need, through prayer. Anybody you think you need to have sent your way, through prayer. So we are emphasizing here, those who do the will of God, you have got to pray and ask God, the Psalm 83:18, God, oh God, oh Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus, what is your will? Well, we've already come to a clue. He done said, get up, get out of here. Go ye therefore. He done already sent him from Genesis on. Get out of here and go multiply. It's always been a go, not a come here and sit down and look at me. It's always been a go, go and multiply, go and preach, go and teach. Always been a go. So those who want to do the will of God and you don't even know what it is, we challenge you, get in the word. Nobody is going to do God's will and they don't know what the Bible says. We're not talking about what you done heard somebody else say. Many people from, 5, 6, 7 years old, they've seen the Bible, and most of them after that probably got a hunching that they ought to be reading it for themselves. I don't need to go downtown to buy no dress. I'm going somewhere with this. I don't need to go down to the fish market to buy fish. I don't need to go here. What I need to do is fall down on my knees and ask God in prayer. We just let you know 13% only. So those that have been called and chosen, well, then where have you been? Where have you been? Where have you been? No, better yet, what have you been doing? What have you been doing? 13%, and for black folk out of slavery, that's all they had. They was clinging on to a God they could not see, but a God that they call and say, thank you, God, for letting a white man set me free. Couldn't even sit in a church with a white person until the 1930s. Blacks over there at some old barn trying to preach on a chicken crate. And the white man sitting there and they, come on, you guys, come on. This is what the global vision for living today's show is all about. We're not going to talk no crap. We don't have time to do it. Time has run out. And this is why we want to encourage all of you. You don't have to sit and wait for another Saturday. We have email addresses, phone numbers. We can lead you down that path. Not with no foolish, oh, well, maybe you should do, and oh, yeah, and the Lord. Hey, I'm not on that page, and I'm sure Colonel Harrison is not either. And if I could really talk about a background of where I've gone after less than 1 year in a particular location, it's amazing. It is amazing. People don't want to hear no soft shoe. Those who do the will of God will remain forever. Well, then somebody tell me something. Somebody tell me something. Somebody can pray to be led to the right teacher. Pray to be led to those that's going to slam punk it just like it is. They're not going to bite their tongue. They are not going to stand up for you to pat them on the back. Hey, don't pat me on mine. I want you to know what God has to say. And Colonel, when we start talking about the will of God, why is that so important that a person even make up in his heart's mind that I want to get to know God more? You know, my life ain't going right. Something is wrong. It's been wrong. What in the world can I do? Ain't nothing going right in my life. When we talk about the will, do we tell people with our arm around their back, well, you know, maybe you need to do this, and oh, maybe you need to do that. Or do we come all the way out like this Brothers Barjane? Do we come all the way out? This is what it is. Just like Paul said, silver and gold, I ain't got. Get out of here if you're here to beg. I'm just going to tell you right up front. Get out of here. If you come in here to beg for anything, go downtown to the departments of social services. That's what they're here for. But if you want God, he said, silver and gold have we not, but what we do have. And, of course, you know the story. Read the Acts of the Apostles. I was telling a group of men, you know what? If they don't know anything about Haggai and Amos and Nehemiah, can't tell you nothing. You know what? I asked them, I said, do any of y'all know where the mother of Jesus was buried? Do you know what happened to Mary Magdalene after he's crucified? They don't know nothing. And I said, you know what? All y'all is just going to 33 A.D. He suffered, bled, and died. Most so-called Christians, and really it ain't no true Christians, most people that sit up in the church, they can't answer that. Come out the Catholic Church, well, where did they come from? Can't answer that. No, you better not try to send them out. You ministers, you better just keep trying to tell them whatever you can tell them. They're not going to do it. Colonel Harrison, why is it so many people are sitting in the church, but you don't see them walking the street? You don't see them with no Bible in front of their arm. You don't see them standing at the bus stop. I see some. I know them. You don't see none of them there. What is the problem with that, Colonel Harrison?
The problem is orientation. They have become accustomed to the way they have been orientated with regards to tradition of men. They were introduced to coming into a building, the building called the church, worshiping in a church setting, wherein they feel comfortable, and there's a set order of service and so forth. There's not many religions that teach those who get to know who Christ is to go out, knock on doors, and be ambassadors, be disciples, and spread the good news of Jesus Christ door to door, and teach the Bible in people's homes and businesses. So the traditional church is a setting where people are called to come to the church, and the church doesn't go out and go to them. And so we have done that, I guess, over the past 150, maybe almost 200 years, that the church has been oriented that way, with the exception of one religion, Jehovah's Witnesses. They go door to door.
Okay, well, now, what can we do as far, let's say someone said, you know, I got 20 friends. We're going to start an educational opportunity. Do you think that's something that could actually happen in our day and time? I mean, is it too late? What do you think about that?
I'm in support of that. The only factor that has to be very important is that whosoever the teacher is, that the teacher is knowledgeable to hold the people's interest and teach it in precepts so that people would understand line by line, word by word, precept by precept, so people won't get bored and want to turn away from it. So you have to make the teaching interesting. Yes, that will work.
Okay, do you think Jesus was interested in making his teaching interesting, or did he come to tell it like it is? So what if they get bored? So what if they only remember 10 minutes? What should the real, true man of God look at? Whether they get bored or they lose their attention span, what is that? Hold that thought. We got 60 seconds. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in. Oh, we just love you. We just praise God for you, because without praises, there's no blessings that can go up. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're here every Saturday, same time. You know, if you wake up a little late, still jump on. But God bless you all. Thank you for tuning into the Global Vision for Living Today, to hear those who do the will of God shall remain forever. God bless you. Thank you, Colonel Harrison. Thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.